PFT Media.
Take three.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong. Fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
Yes! We are back, everybody. Devils in the Details, episode 2, the substitute edition. Pedro Lima, absence in the studio is Dan Perella with illness. But joining us is Kermit Gonzalez.
Hey, what's up?
And Jose Rodriguez.
¿Qué pasa?
Mufasa.
I like this song so much.
Then leave your shirt on.
I can't. Freddie sings. This part's dope. There's not that many songs that have that. They don't bring
singing
that back
into your soul. Is that what's going on?
Like ghosts and shit. Hi, Freddy. Go back to heaven.
So fairy about that.
Don't. The first
you're
line you can
big.
Cross.
You're too big to be
the
that
first
fairy.
Line you can cross right now is fucking insulting Queen.
I wasn't insulting Queen. I was insulting you.
Oh, okay. Then we don't have a problem.
Okay.
Then.
Cool.
Devils in the Detail, episode 2. Coming to you somewhat live from the Crespo Diesel Studios, brought to you by the Pfft Network.
That's a network?
That's the network.
Oh, okay,
it's
cool.
PFT Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you spit into the mic.
It used to be Pfft, yeah. But now it's Pfft.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. We dropped an F.
PFT stands for quality.
Nice.
Quality programming.
That's right.
Company man, Pager.
I gotta pay my bills. I pay my bills. It's awesome, dude. The studio, the network's coming along great. We got great feedback from the last show that we did about fascism, which surprised the hell out of me. Dan Perella really knows his stuff. I really thought we were going to keep going strong. So this is the episode that the wheels are definitely going to fall off.
We're on three.
Yeah. We do apologize for the rating drop, but we're gonna try our best. To do this. Past weekend, went to MegaCon to support, or Florida SuperCon to support. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Where was that at?
Florida SuperCon was in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
So went out there to support our boy Dan Perella, who does a cosplay wrestling event. Very well done.
Did you wrestle?
No. But dude, honestly, you watch and you're like, I can do this. I can do, you know what I mean?
Dress in cosplay?
Yeah. It was amazing. One of the matches was a French guy from Venture Brothers, the Shocker from Spider-Man,
okay,
versus Deadpool. They break Deadpool's arm, so Deadpool's doing like a T-Rex thing. So the announcer says something T-Rex, and then the old guy from Jurassic Park comes out. He goes, did anybody say T-Rex? Here comes a T-Rex in an inflatable kind of thing. The crowd goes crazy.
That's awesome.
So it's all scheduled or planned out.
Oh, you think this is real?
No, I thought they're going to just like just grab random nerds and like, yo, go at it.
A T-Rex showed up?
Yeah, we took the blood from a mosquito.
Put it in the egg.
Yeah, we got the guy dressed as Rick and Morty because he's a scientist and he just...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Don't bust my bubble now. Now it's everything's coming in.
No, dude, these are actual wrestlers from the indie scene in Florida.
See,
no,
I'm thinking they just grab something like, hey, you like wrestling? I do. Well, come on. Come wrestle Deadpool.
Come on, Kermit. We've been together at a couple Comic Cons and stuff like that. There's no athletic ability in anybody that does it. That's walking around. Like, you tell them, do a jumping jack, and they're like, oh.
Right.
It's like, what the hell? Is he having a stroke kind of thing?
The ability went into building the costume.
Yes. There's no physical activity. These are kids. These are adults that, you know, they weren't picking.
I don't want to see that.
So what were you dressed as?
I was a Cobra Kai.
Oh.
Because the Cobra Kai people were there. The Karate Kid people were there. Help me with the names, Crespo.
There's no
you're
Puerto
the
Ricans
guy.
And Cobra Kai.
Creasy
was there. That's the sensei. Sweep the leg.
Johnny.
Johnny, the blonde guy. And Ralph Macchio was there. So I was supposed to get there by 11 o'clock so I could take the picture with
So which Chrissy. One were you?
I had a Cobra Kai shirt.
But which one were you?
Just an extra.
Just an extra. Just a supporter. Just
Pedro.
just an uncle.
You're the guy that fought one fight and got taken
not
out.
Not even. I didn't even make it to the prelims.
Didn't even make it to the fights. Yeah.
I didn't even make it to this.
You wore the white belt.
To the old battle. Yeah.
He was a sparring partner. Yeah. He just real quick.
I was cleaning the mat for the Cobra Kai. So my buddy paid like $150 to take a picture with Ralph Macchio, Johnny, and the sensei.
Time out. Ralph Macchio's charging $150 to take.
It's all three of them.
Oh, these people charge ridiculous at those events.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Okay. So, traffic in South Florida, if anybody's been in South Florida, they know how hell.
I grew up there.
It's insane. It's insane. Traffic is insane. So I didn't make it on time. By the time I get there, my buddy took the picture. He was out. All right, so then it was just me and Brianna enjoying the Comic-Con.
What was Bree dressed as?
Bree was going to dress up as a character from Overwatch, but her outfit was messed up. My brother didn't have time to fix it up, so she just went with a Steven Universe shirt. But my kid is relentless, though. Because when she sees somebody that she wants to take a picture, she grabs them. And I had to tell her, say, Brianna, just, you know, hey, can I take a picture? You don't grab them like you're a Mexican kidnapper.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, there's lessons learned. My buddy pays $150. The show ends. We're walking out. And as I'm walking out, this guy just walks by and he goes, see you at the tournament. Because my shirt said Cobra Kai.
It's you like, got called out.
When I look... Okay, I get called out. When I look to the side, it's fucking Johnny from the Karate Kid movie. And I go... And at first I go, hi, dude. And then I... Holy shit! The guy goes, and Brianna goes, Dad, you want
to... So he sends Brianna to grab him.
So he sends Brianna to fight his fight.
No.
Get over here.
Okay, listen. The guy walks around, and I'm like, holy shit, that's the guy. And Brianna looks at me and says, Dad, you want a picture?
I got you.
And I get, no, dude, that's what you said. I love my kid because she, like, I was like, yeah. But then I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm fine. And she, but
I got it.
She runs to the fucking Johnny, grabs it. Hey, my father wants, sir, my father wants to take a picture. Here it comes. His agent goes, guys, no, he's on the phone. He's not on the phone. Johnny goes, it's cool. I told him I'll see him at the tournament.
No shit.
And we took a picture. And then I sent it to my buddy. I go, you fucking asshole. You paid $150. Look what Free got me.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
But they got some... Dude, it's amazing. Every time you go to a Comic-Con, the level of outfits these quote-unquote nerds put out there is...
I like how you search for a name. You just call them people.
Yeah. Okay, the people.
I've never been to one.
You never been to one?
Never been to
Kermit's
one.
Kermit's never paid for one.
You damn right about that one. Tell them the photo.
You're looking at the photo?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Dude, I cried.
Yeah, no.
Did he sweep your leg?
I haven't paid for one of those.
I ruined Creasy's moment.
What do you mean you ruined it?
Okay, so I guess... they had Creasy at the main event of the wrestling thing, and he was going to...
Don't tell me you yelled it out.
Okay, hold on. So,
the one line he's going to do the whole show.
Dude, I broke his fucking heart. Because I can tell, because all of a sudden, he's doing... Here's the thing. I don't care who you love and stuff like that. But if you're going to be a little flamboyant or a little fruity and stuff like that... Understand, please. It's somewhat weird to me still. Especially when I think you're a fucking sensei. Next thing I know, I see you walking with a handbag and doing this to the gym. And then they hired you to do a speech as the sensei of Cobra Kai. This guy's speaking like Shakespearean talk, my precious. Because it's Evil Lyn and Skeletor... versus Mr. Satan from Dragon Ball Z. I didn't know who Mr. Satan was. My daughter knew who Mr. Satan was.
It's the guy with the afro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
Don't yell at me about it.
No, but
he's getting pissed. He's like, saying,
I don't know. I'm like, I'm just letting you know.
He brought me a flashback because I go, I don't know who that is. And my daughter did the same thing. It's like, it's the guy with the afro. I don't watch that. Yeah. I don't watch that.
Like, that's not going to tell me who he is.
I knew who Skeletor and Evil-Lyn is. I got this. I don't know who the Blue He-Man is.
Blue He-Man.
I'll let you tell that story.
Yeah, we'll tell that story.
Okay, so the dude does his speech, and he's doing Shakespearean thing, and the crowd is dying. And then the thing got real quiet, and I just yelled, "Sweep the leg!" And I guess he was about to say it.
He was building up.
And then he caught himself and held back. And then I look at Dan to see if I fucked up, and I can see that the guys in the headset, they're like this. But they didn't know it was me. This is the first time. I wanted to tell Dan that was me yelling, "Sweep the leg."
Wow.
But I took that guy's
thunder. Oh, so it wasn't like they knew who did it.
They didn't know.
So it's like you did the punchline for the comedian before the comedian got
but
to
I
say
didn't
it.
Know that comedian was going to do that punch. Okay, yes.
No, you did. That's his only joke.
God damn it, Jose.
You freaking Baba Booey'd him, man. Like, you just swept in.
I took the Gallagher hammer.
Yes.
That was his one trick.
His pony. One watermelon, and you squashed it.
Oh, dude, I did.
Yeah, you're like,
I got this.
Is there another watermelon? Nope. That was it. That's all we had. One. It's already been squashed.
I took, and I felt so bad, and then I was like, but everybody's like, man, because a chant of "sweep the leg,"
right? Obviously. Came out.
And then he tried it doing it at the end, but it didn't have the same pop.
He's like, I gotta commit. Yeah. I gotta do it.
But it was a fun show out there. The one Comic-Con I did with Kermit, we're taking pictures with different guys, and there's this guy dressed as Skeletor. I knew who Skeletor is. Skeletor was walking around with a Blue He-Man guy. I didn't know what Blue He-Man guy was.
Was it just He-Man with blue balls?
No, he's just blue.
And we still don't know his damn name. What is his name?
Is it Faker?
It was like, yeah, it was so stupid.
So this is what happens. I tell the guy, I go, Skeletor, come on, let's take a picture. It's me, Kermit, Skeletor. And I go, you too, Blue He-Man, get over here. The fucking guy gets upset at me.
He got an attitude.
Yeah. He goes, it's Faker, you dimwit. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play this off that you're in character.
Look, you're in character, so I'm not going to slap you, but don't call me dimwit again. This is Pedro, not dimwit.
Yeah. I'll go get the bone from that Star Wars dinosaur that we took a picture with.
With Rancor.
And beat the shit out of you. What's going on? Is it... Oh, somebody's... Oh, yep. Yeah. The radiation. Get that thing out of there.
I'll throw it on the floor.
Oh. So those are Comic-Con things. Kermit, tell them your skills about not paying for Comic-Con, please.
My ninja skills. I've been going to MegCon, man, at least 10 years. At least. I've been going to every single MegCon. Before it was big, I was like in the hotels. Like, it was just like a little shithole. It was just like a bad convention. Which is comic book boxes.
Where they do the weddings and stuff.
Yeah, like there's a wedding and a comic book convention going on at the same time.
In the same venue.
It's a package deal.
They're sharing DJs.
Yeah, yeah, they're sharing.
Yeah.
So, I feel like if I say the story, I'm going to like...
Nobody's going to know.
Yeah, no, but I'm going to know. Like, I'm talking to...
You're going
to
jinx yourself.
Yeah, I'm jinxing myself right now.
Ah.
But I'll say it anyways.
Okay,
so,
you don't want to tell
me. Yeah, because I'm short. I'm like 5 whatever. And, 5'1". Okay, no one to hit the numbers. Exactly.
Is it 5'1"?
Three.
No, you're tall.
5'3".
5'3", okay.
But I just kind of just...
My wife is tall.
I always fly under the radar and just walk right in. I have never paid for a MegCon.
Just because of the height?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they think it's a missing kid.
So you're just walking around going, Mom!
And he always makes fun of me. He's like, oh, you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. And I was like, no. And so we always up it where the harder the security, the harder for me to get in. And somehow, some way, I would even look at these people in their eyes and be like, hi, and walk right in.
Now, do you have a backup plan in case they do stop?
Yeah, what happens if they... Have you ever...
I've never gotten to that level where I can worry about the backup plan.
So what happens if you do get stopped? What story do you
have? Oh, I play Pendel. I play stupid. I'm like,
Spanish?
I just be like, I don't know where. I don't know where
I wouldn't be speaking Spanish in this time because you might get deported straight from there.
Administration.
Can we call ICE? Can we call ICE, please?
I don't think anyone as a Trump fan is... really attending conventions,
yeah, you're right.
Is there?
That's true. Yeah, but sure. They'd be outside.
They're more like the people that hate
they'd be the security
and all that stuff outside.
The security people.
Yeah, but no, I just never paid. And I just always snuck in and it was just great. And I just save $40 every year.
But then he tells me, it's like, Pedro, come on, we'll get in for free. It's like, dude,
don't you need like a badge to get in or yes! something?
That's the thing. He goes in there. He has nothing. I have bracelets. I look like Johnny Depp after shooting Pirates of the Caribbean with right. so many bracelets they give you.
Oh, what's even better, I pickpocket and then I give you a badge and you even get mad.
Yes. Okay. So he because he goes to every single night. So he goes to the party and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's...
And the grifter over here is bumping into people, snatching their fucking... their paid pass.
Oh, so horrible.
Giving us Latinos a bad name, yeah, huh?
They don't know who took it. They're not saying Latinos. It's not like they say, hey, the little Spanish guy.
And then I go, but...
The 5 foot, 1.5 guy... 3, whatever, he did it.
It looked like a goblin that just came in. And then I go, Kermit, but that's somebody that paid their money for that pass. He goes, well, they should have taken better care of it.
Should have put an alarm on it.
So he's telling me, like, he's teaching them a life lesson.
Right? Teaching them a lesson, bro. Yeah.
I'm teaching Brianna not to grab people, and he's teaching them, don't leave your shit unattended.
Next year, he'll have a chain on it.
Yeah.
I went to Dragon Con in Atlanta.
What is that?
Dragon Con is another...
About dragons and shit?
No, it is called Dragon Con, but okay. It's another comic book convention. Okay. It runs through Labor Day, so okay. Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
And they just have parties all night, and me and my buddy would go, and our goal was, how many badges can you get by Saturday night?
Badges.
And we would just snatch.
We don't need no stinking badges.
They need the stinking badges, because we had all the badges. And then we would resell the bitches outside.
No.
Scalper, scalping tickets that he stole.
I spent $300 getting there, and I made $400.
Do you dress like a raccoon? Because I think you should.
I dress like Rocket. Just
dress like a raccoon. Wow. To steal shit and be like, oh shit, it's a raccoon. That's in the Comic Con.
Yeah. Someone's gonna listen to this podcast like that. I'm gonna kick that motherfucker's ass.
Now they're gonna be like, that's where my pass went.
I've been looking for this guy. Thank God I found a. Network.
Hey, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, even Star Wars Con, I do that one there too.
But that has to be insane.
Dude. That one was hard. I gotta give it. That. I gotta give credit to the security.
You got through that security?
That was hard. Yeah, but I got through.
I saw on TV that line.
I skipped that line
to get your video.
Yeah,
I just walked. Of course you did. Of course you did.
I just picked up a trash can and walked right in.
Like,
us as bigger guys, we've never been able to sneak through anything.
No.
I can't.
As a Hispanic, all you got to do is just pick up something like a ladder and just walk in.
I have done that. I grabbed a broom and just walked through places.
Just pick up a trash can.
I'm late. I'm late. Yep. I'm late.
No, you talk in Spanish. You
don't know. I'll tell you. Okay, this is a true story. When I lived in New York, I needed to get my license. And I find the DMV place in Manhattan, and I see the door there, and I'm like, oh, the line's short. I don't realize that the line is going around the building. So when they open the doors,
you just walked in.
I just walked in, and this guy goes, hey, the line's back there. And somehow, I don't know, a Will Ferrell old school moment just took over. He goes, no, I work here.
That's quick on the fly. I
just said it with such confidence.
Were those improv classes that kicked in.
No, it was before the improv classes. And it was like, it just, I work here. And then I get in the elevator, and then the guy sees me on the line. and he's giving me like
you got me. That look. You got me.
You got me. That was good.
You got me.
You got a gift.
You.
So you never done Comic-Con, Mega-Con, any convention like that?
You never did a convention?
No. None of the. I don't like big crowds.
Okay.
Like they annoy me. That.
But you slimmed down so much. Now you can enjoy them.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true. I can actually use a costume.
We're going to go.
I don't have to go as what was the guy from Star Wars? The big blob?
The Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, dude, somebody had that outfit too.
What?
Yeah, dude, people have it. Pickle Rick was there.
Pickle.
I'll go as El Chapulín Colorado.
Dude, you would rock it. Honestly, hell yeah. You could be.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
Nah.
Wait.
Don't give me that look.
And you don't know who
that is? No, I don't know that look. I don't have cable.
Crespo, you know who Chapulín Colorado is?
Is that Gordo Ifaca?
See, he doesn't know.
A Gordo La Flaca?
He just made something up.
No, that's an actual show.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. And Jose looks like the guy. So.
Yeah. No, that's a show.
Oh, actually. Shit, that's right. You do look like the guy at Gordo La Flaca.
Yeah.
He lost a shitload of weight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's that Comic Con.
How's a nerd funk level at the one you went to? Because, man, that's what kills me.
It's South Florida, so it wasn't that bad. Honestly.
Funk wasn't bad?
It wasn't that bad. You know what the worst funk was? My kid wanted to do a Pokemon tournament.
Oh, man, that's funk.
And
that's funk over 9,000.
And I had a gig in Miami the night before, and I had to be at this place in Orlando like at 7:30 in the morning. So after the show, I hauled ass to make it to Orlando. I got home like at 6 o'clock in the morning, took maybe a half hour, 45-minute nap, got up, took Brianna to the Pokemon thing. When we walk into the hotel convention thing, that funk.
That cloud was just sitting on. You can see it.
Dude, it just smacks the shit out of you.
Smell?
Oh, dude, it's so. Smell. The B.O.
Smell's a nice word to say.
It's like, what is wrong with you people?
Like, they haven't showered?
They haven't showered. They don't put deodorant on.
That's another reason I don't go then. There you go.
Yeah, no, but the Comic-Con thing wasn't that bad.
Man, if I had stock in, like, Axe body spray or something, that's where I'll be setting up booth. Like, an Axe body spray booth.
At a Comic-Con.
Boom. Oh, my gosh. I'll bank.
We talked about this. It's like, we should buy, like, roll-on like deodorant and just
pass them
and
out.
They should have stations like misters, like little mist. Like, you just walk through. Oh, there you go, buddy.
I was at SeaWorld.
It'll be good. Do that, and then at the end, when I finish it, it just goes network.
I just don't get how people don't know their own BO.
Oh, like, dude, they're so in denial. Oh. They know.
Like,
oh, they
if
know.
I'm crying, you gotta be.
Yes, they know.
I don't think so.
They don't care, man. They don't.
No,
care.
I think they're immune to their smell as well.
That too.
It is.
That too. It's like, I love Funyuns, and then they just keep eating it. It's like, they don't know the difference.
You know a friend, a buddy here of yours that started one of those like video game fighting conventions here.
Yeah, Alex.
And you remember from the get-go.
Yeah, Alex Jabaley. I met him when he was running, like, he'll run a competitive fighting game tournaments. So Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, stuff like that. And when I met him, he was running it out of his garage. And I think there's like only 10 of us in there. No AC and like some analog TV, just all huddled watching people play. And now, fast forward, he has like almost like 40,000 people.
He rents out the halls. And that's just a prelude, because then he flies to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 weeks later and has the big event. And it gets put on ESPN.
On Twitch.
Oh, wow.
On Twitch. Dude, and it's amazing. I love little homegrown stuff like that.
Just blew up.
That just.
Yeah, straight out from Orlando. And his brother's successful too, which is crazy.
What's he do?
He does like all
crack. These Sorry, Alex.
No, he does all these events in Orlando. Okay. Like, he's pretty big. He's pretty known in Orlando too. But no, man, Alex Jabaley, I think his big show, his next one is in Daytona next year. He took it out of Orlando because it got too big. And he has to take over Daytona's...
At the Ocean Center?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yep. Not going to be too big for Orlando. You have the...
It's not too big. It's just Dr. Orlando Phillip wants more. Like, I guess he found a venue that would just kind of work with him better kind of deal.
The conventions? Oh,
the
yeah.
The convention center is expensive.
Probably. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
They get all greedy and stuff.
Yeah, they got. Yeah, they probably get greedy.
Like, they charge you $20 to park. What do you think? They're Disney?
See, I park at the Improv or
we trot it over there
at the Ale House, and then I'll just trek it.
Yeah.
Or you just grab a ladder and just drive
the car. Yeah.
I'm gonna put a ladder on the car. Just I work it. Here. Yeah, I don't need to pay for parking.
I'm on the list. Check it. So, all right, let's switch up a little bit here, guys. This is something you just got your. Your personal trainer certification?
I did, yeah.
Is that what
thank
it
you.
Is?
Yep.
That's good. Jose has lost.
I did not get it.
Did not get it. But how much weight have you lost, Jose?
125
pounds. Holy.
That, dude, that's one you.
I was going to say, that's my weight right now.
That's you.
So that's I lost awesome. You.
You lost me.
Yeah,
lost
you. Like, wait, I remember I was in, because both of you visited me at the hospital and stuff like that, and seeing Jose, and then I asked him, I was like, how much you weigh now? And he tell me the weight. He's like, the fuck, you weigh less than me now?
Wow.
It's like, shit. This is, that's, but it's, I remember Jose when he was heavy, dude.
So what made you do the change?
Two catalysts were the ones that, like, whoa, time to lose weight. I love rides, like theme park rides.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is a story. Oh, yeah. So the Harry Potter ride opened up, and I'm in line, and at the bottom of the line, they have a tester seat.
So they sit me down,
and it turns green. So I'm like, all right, I'm good. We get all the way up to the top, and they have another tester seat. After waiting 2.5 hours in that ride, in the line, they test it again. They're like, no problem. Well, that ride is one of those that moves. It's continuously moving. And I get on it, and the poor girl was like, she goes, oh, you don't fit. You got to get out. And I was like, what? She goes, you don't fit. You got to get out.
Are
and
the you thing's argued?
Like moving. So I was like, fuck. So, all right, I get out, and then I'm like, a manager came out. I'm like, look, they tested me, because now I'm pissed. I'm like, they tested me down there. She goes, well, let me take
you. I'm
down.
Harry Potter approved.
Oh, wait, they take me again to the thing, and she tests me, and she goes, yeah, okay, get back in line. We'll put you in right away. So they put me back in, and they go to, this time's a dude. He's like, it doesn't click. You got to get off. I'm like, what? Like, they just, and he goes, no, you got to get off. And a buddy of mine who used to work, he goes, you should have just stayed on. They would have had to turn on the lights, shut the machine down. But I didn't. I got off, and then the Hispanic in me came out. I was like, you guys made me wait 2.5 hours. You tested me in two machines with your staff. And now I can't get on?
I want a goddamn wand. I want a cape.
I know their face was saying, well, maybe if you were smaller, you would have fit. So to me, it was like, man, I didn't fit in a ride.
But you were too angry to realize it right there.
Yeah. Right there. It was later that I thought that. And then the other one was like a week later, I was running late to teach an improv class. And as I was running up the stairs at SAC, I got to the top and I was like... And I'd never get wind of that. I was like, yep, time to lose some weight.
Wow.
So that's just, everybody that runs upstairs. I don't give a fuck if you're fit or not. Not like, I hate stairs.
No, it got in. Get closer to the mic.
I can run upstairs now, no problem.
There you go.
Well, cool, man. Congrats.
But yeah, that started. So I broke up my meals. I eat 5 to 6 meals a day. And then
Give me an example of what you're thinking. Because now, this month of August, I'm doing... somewhat of a modified, like, Atkins kind of thing. No bad carbs or anything. Like, let me see. No wheat.
I like how you're trying to argue
about this. Because I don't know right exactly what it is. It's my stepdaughter, she has food allergies. So she can't have wheat or flour.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And I'm cut sugar out. Like, this is...
That's the biggest thing. Like, once I cut soda, that was huge.
I do Crystal Light and water.
Yep.
Pretty much. Coconut water, the one that has the... Because you can get the good coconut water at Publix, and it has, like, maybe 3 grams of sugar. But then you get the coconut water from the fucking Spanish...
From Bravo?
La Goya?
Yeah. Like 56.
That's Coco Rico. That's like, Coco water.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's cubes of coconut. That's cubes of sugar in there. That's
straight sugar.
Yeah. So it's like, and I go, Lisa, babe, if I'm going to do this, and I'm only doing it for August to see how it is and stuff like that. And now I'm getting bombarded, like our friend Preacher Lawson, who's in America's Got Talent, is turned vegetarian, so he's trying to get me to go vegetarian.
That's hard, man.
And I'm like, dude, I can't. I love.
I got so angry.
I need to kill stuff.
Yeah, something must die for me to be happy.
Yeah. How long? How long did you try it?
A week.
A week. A good effort.
It was like up and need.
So good.
Oh, Cuban, no mind if I do.
One meal. One meal vegetarian.
Yeah. No. So. I want to know, okay, so your breakfast, what does it – give me your 6 meals. What does it consist of?
So early breakfast, I'd say I'd have a banana and a yogurt probably.
That's your breakfast?
That would be a breakfast.
That's a snack. Okay, go ahead.
If you would break them down, it's 6 snacks basically that I have throughout the day.
You don't have a lunch.
I do, but if you look at my portion, you'd be like, well, that's a snack. That's the thing is your stomach starts getting smaller and smaller and you don't need as much.
How angry did you...
At first?
Yes.
Very.
Were you?
I'd say the caffeine made me more angry than anything. Like when I cut soda and when I cut sweet tea out of my diet, there was a week where I could probably kill anybody.
Really?
Oh, it was just...
Were you like snappy and stuff like that? Oh, at work, wife.
Anything.
And your wife?
Anything would snap me.
Really?
Anything. It was just like... Ugh.
stay away from Jose.
Yeah.
Like an angry bear. Like,
caffeine's a drug, man. It's horrible. Horrible drug.
I drink black coffee. So my breakfast is a muscle milk shake, which I'll have a scoop of muscle milk, coconut water, half a banana, blueberries, and then chug that. And then I get to work. I'll have black coffee, no sugar, iced black coffee.
Ugh. Well, black coffee they won't cut out of your diets. I mean, that's good. Yeah, as long as you don't add a lot of sugar and stuff.
I don't
to
add
it,
anything
they
to it.
They won't cut that out. I can't have it because of GERD. But
then my stepdaughter told me, "Yo, you got to try this burger from BurgerFi,"
and the cycle begins.
No, a veggie burger, from BurgerFi, with the lettuce.
I think that's bullshit. That's a wrap.
It was so good.
I bet it is.
The only
and then you
problem.
Eat three more.
So there's no bread. It's the lettuce.
There's no bread. It's iceberg lettuce as the bun. Then you got your veggie burger. It has quinoa and all the whatever the veggie burger has in there. Yeah. I don't know.
So lettuce. What do they put where the lettuce goes?
I think extra onions and tomatoes.
Another lettuce.
They put another lettuce. A different lettuce.
Yeah.
You know, you just bought
romaine.
A whole damn
romaine.
You bought a whole damn head of lettuce. That's what you just ate.
Yeah,
you ate a whole
I also got hooked into wedge salads. Wedge salads, because this is why I like wedge salad. It's like a quarter of
it's a cheap man salad,
lettuce,
right?
But you cut it, and it feels like you eat like you're cutting into meat.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, what a weird...
dude! I know.
It's, what a dumb
but
analogy.
It's so, but that's how it is, Kermit. You get as a fat person,
I
motherfucker.
Love steak.
You don't know what's to be tall or fat. So let me tell you.
Yep.
That action right there of cutting. Of
like
cutting,
you feel you're cutting into something.
You can feel
good.
Like
yes.
You're cutting into something, and it gives you that. Okay, boom. You know, you've been blessed with high metabolism for somebody that just your hardest thing was just to call down the plane and stuff like that.
oh, we're going that route. You're going that route. You're going tattoo route. I see what you're going with this.
No, but you've always been involved in sports and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I've been pretty active.
I've been involved in sports. That means nothing.
Yeah, me too.
Because there always needs to be a lineman along with that wide receiver. Linemen aren't skinny.
You know what it is though? Like I don't eat late either.
That's a huge.
I think that's where everyone F's up.
Yep.
And being a comedian, you eat probably like past 10, past 11, and then drink like shit.
I've seen you at Gringo's.
But that's only night. Once, like once a week. Like, and it's like a taco.
Okay.
Not.
No. Eating habits is bad. You know what made it worse for me was once my first girlfriend, because I used to play basketball pretty much all the time. Then my first like official girlfriend
said no more basketball.
Dude, I was getting it in there so much that it was like, what basketball?
She said either basketball or me. You got to decide.
Boom. We're just throwing down. That's basketball. Yeah, I'm playing basketball. I'm burning calories.
Right.
But then it was just like the comfort of just eating, not working out. And then I got to a point. Dude, when I was at my physical best, I was like at 290. And I was playing basketball almost seven days a week. One of my friends was trying to get me like a tryout to play in Puerto Rico and stuff like that. So that was at my best. But I've always been like at 280. You know what I mean?
But I want to
drop down to... I told you, my goal is... I don't care about the number. My goal is I want to look good in a suit.
Right.
That's it.
It's a good goal.
That's it.
That's it. You don't need to be in a bathing suit.
I mean...
I want to be below 2.25.
The 225?
Yeah.
Are you gonna start rocking like the banana hammock?
No, I'm good.
Borat Speedo.
Look good in a suit is good with me too.
Jose, you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
That's a lot of confidence.
Roll it.
Oh, I'll do that. I did that when I was 388. I don't care. That ain't no problem.
Let me ask you this, because you're also a performer, professor at SAC Theater here in Orlando.
Professor.
I don't know what to
say. Dan
tried to explain to me teacher professor thing, and he didn't make sense.
In that case, we only have one professor at SAC because there's only one person with a PhD there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who's that one?
David Charles. He actually has a PhD in him.
The Dynamite guy from The Muppets. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He does. Do you feel like, you're losing weight? Is losing the funny?
No, but I do have to watch a joke that I might have said before and would have landed now doesn't land.
Really?
Yeah, because it's happened twice already. Where, like, you know, you'd get somebody and stand them behind you to do the moving body scene. And I'd always be like, where did they go? The other day I put the person I put behind me was pretty much my size. And I was like, where'd they go? And usually the audience would cry. And I went, where'd they go? And cricket? I was like,
I'm right here.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to use that one again. Note to self, write that one off.
Oh, so you tried, how many times did you try it before you were like, okay. This
no, just once. And I was like, I mean, when the entire audience doesn't laugh, you're like, okay, that used to be funny.
Or you hear just silence.
That wind or one, just... the one guy laughing that knew I used to be big. He's like, that used to be funny.
Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
When
that's...
he weighed almost 400 pounds, that was funny.
That dude, and you were like very active. And
yeah,
stuff
I've always
like,
I've always played sports, even though I was huge,
doing was cartwheels. It's like fucking who's that guy? The Saturday Night, like Chris Farley. Farley. Like dude.
I was at the gym the other day and I was stretching, and I was martial arts when I was younger too. So I was putting like my foot up to do big stretches, and my foot was above my head on the bar. Stretching, and this guy's walking. I can see in the mirror, he's like staring at me, and he hit the bar face first. Like, I lost it laughing. He was just like, how's this big motherfucker got his leg up
that
like that?
Fucking panda got the leg up.
It's the guy from the panda movie.
It's Kung Fu Panda movie.
Kung Fu Panda's gonna do a karate
he exists. I was dying laughing because I was looking at him going, this guy's staring at me. He's going to, oh, he hit the bar.
And you did this all by, like, your weight loss was pretty much you.
I mean, it was slowly. I'm still doing it, but it was two and a half years. Like, my biggest thing I tell people is don't do it too quickly because it'll come back.
Are you hitting the gym and all that now, too? Or?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had, in between there, I had surgery. They had to remove a kidney because I had cancer in it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but luckily the doctor said since I had lost so much weight, because he knew me, he was like, the surgery was a lot easier. Because by then I had lost 100 pounds already.
Okay, when I saw him, right, because I remember when his wife put out there and said, you know, he's battling kidney cancer and shit like that. I'm like, all right, let me go to the hospital. Let me go see him. But he didn't want anybody to see him and shit like that.
Like you.
So, no, everybody. I'm like.
Yeah,
I'm
we all just barred. You just gave opening into
door.
You gave in.
I had an open door. Come see me. Fuck around with everything. Go ahead. Jose was more. He didn't. Because he was feeling like shit. So then when I first see him and shit like that, lost all that. I'm like, holy shit. That cancer fucking helped him with the diet.
Wow.
Oh, he's showing pictures now.
I'm looking at pictures here. Whoa, bro.
Whoa.
You have to bust out the reading glasses for the...
To see how big he is.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Let me see. Holy shit, that's big pun, son.
Right?
Look at that. That is... Holy shit, Jose.
That was at my heaviest. 388.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's some good fucking work, dude. But at first, because of cancer, I was like, man, cancer fucking... He had a cheat sheet. Because cancer fucking... Cancer took at least a good 40, 50 pounds and stuff like that. And the guy, but no, he put the fucking work in. I remember he started walking and doing all that stuff. You're looking for a project like that because you keep hitting me up. It's like, hey, whenever you want
to
work out.
I'm trying to make Pedro my project.
He wants guinea pig.
Like, look what I did.
Look at the before and after.
It's the same. Well,
I just keep trying.
I mean, he's really funny, though. He's really fucking funny.
Now, I used to, I used to have Fridays off, and I would go and drive to the dojo where Kermit works at. Tormenting children. And he does. If you follow him on Snapchat, he torments children.
Yeah, that's my main viewers. People just want to see how the kids are getting by. Like, oh, that kid's.
Dude, he really goes, oh, God, look at this kid. He's crying again. And then he'll follow the kid again. Why are you crying now?
Why are you crying? Why are you crying?
Because they told me I broke it in the mess. Oh, there he goes crying again.
Just put a filter on him.
I'm like, dude. Dude, he's such an asshole to these kids, but the parents apparently love this. And stuff like that. What is it? One kid shit in a pool and you called him out on it?
Oh, I called him out. You shit in the pool. You pooped in the pool.
In
you
front of the whole bus full of kids.
Wow.
He's like, oh, we had to go. I was like, ah, you dirty.
Wow.
The balls. Bring a whole Snicker bar.
He is, that kid is already watching 13 Reasons Why and getting his mixtape ready.
I did a stunt like that when I ran the childcare for the YMCA one time.
You actually shit in the pool?
No, it was so hot. And I wanted to get in. You said a Reese's bar. It was so hot. I wanted to get in the pool. And I was like, man, the kids were swimming. So I had a little baby Ruth. And I threw it in the pool.
Oh, you caddy
shack. And I was like, oh, we got to close the pool. So they got all the kids out. And the lifeguard was going to get the strainer to get it. I'm like, I'll get it. And I dove in and came out and hit in my mouth. I was like... And all the kids were like,
Mr. Rodriguez is a shit eater.
He ate shit.
Timmy, don't talk about that.
It would have been even great, like, someone actually did shit in the pool and he grabbed the wrong one. And he looks down and he's just like, oh.
He has to play it out. He has to play it out, man.
Yeah, like, this one has peanuts, too. I got a weak stomach.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's certain things. Eating shit is just like two girls, one cup.
Thanks. Like, oh, my goodness.
That was real, right?
What do you mean?
I'm just making sure. Just because, like, it's so long
Crespo, you're a movie critic. You can get on the mic. Was that real?
It wasn't real.
What do you mean?
Was it real?
It was chocolate pudding.
See?
Shut up.
Yes.
Because like, it came out of the guy's ass.
I mean, it was still coming out of a butthole.
Oh, so the guy shoved pudding up his asshole and he shits it out.
Yeah, turkey baster. You can get anything up there.
Ah, see?
Are you serious?
Yes, magic special effects. This is Hollywood magic, guys.
So he cleaned out his colon.
I don't know if he's fucking with me.
And then he shoved eight snack packs up there.
Yeah.
And then pushed it into a cup.
Yeah.
I kept telling my friend that. I was like, yo, his poop consistency is too... freaking milkshake. It's like, who shits like that?
Right.
It was just too much. I was
Jell-O,
like,
man.
It was so much.
Jell-O.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because, like, I was like, there's no one that shits like that. Mm-mm. Like, that was just too much. That's why I called shenanigans on that.
I couldn't watch it.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, no way.
Twice.
Back to back.
On a 50-inch screen TV.
What I loved watching was people's reaction to it. Like when they put out those videos of people watching.
Yeah, the first reaction you're going to have. But if you rewatch it, you're like,
It's like rodeo for me. I did like 9 seconds and I had to like go, no, no.
Yep, that was me.
No.
Soon as I saw the shit.
I knew it wasn't going to be good because the music... The soundtrack
the music's of, two the best.
Girls, of Two Girls, One Cup was just horrible.
When that came out, I actually turned my ringtone
to into that piano.
The piano. And I would have it on loud. And I, whenever someone called me, I would just look around to see
who would turn it.
Yeah, like, you saw, you dirty motherfucker. like, you know exactly where it's from. People that didn't turn around, I'm like, they don't know. But if someone turned around, I'm like, you know. You know.
Oh, dude.
You dirty.
You dirty bird. You did Chupa Podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so back in the Rampant Radio Studio days, the worst thing that could ever happen was... we would go into the YouTube hole and all we would do is just watch videos and reactions. So we used to
explain the YouTube hole.
The YouTube hole is we'll start watching, like, Ivan used to do this thing. It's like, you ever seen Fuck That Bear? You ever seen Fuck That Bear? And he had the clip and we'll play Fuck That Bear.
Okay.
And it's Fuck the Bear is like this couple.
Oh,
and,
Shake the Bear.
I'm sorry. Why did I say
big
fuck
difference,
the bear?
By the way.
Fuck the bear and shake the bear. Two different things.
Yeah, I'm looking at him and he's looking at me, his eyebrows up. And I'm like,
you see
fuck the bear?
Crespo, I did tell you when I'm out of line, jump in.
He did. You mean shake the bear.
The bear. Wow.
Fuck the bear is completely different.
He just let me roll. I said, go ahead, say it one more time, asshole.
Making
one more
sure.
time. Fuck that bear. Hey, right, one more time.
That's a big Tim Murphy podcast, fucking the bear.
Fucking
the bear. Podcast. Yeah.
So, shake that bear. And okay. It was this couple in New Jersey that would go out in the woods and there was a bear in on the thing. They shoot it down. Bear comes down. Next scene is the girl is doggy style getting fucked with a guy.
What?
While she has the hand on the dead bear.
That's horrible.
Yeah. See, Fuck the Bear would have been completely different. The guy is humping the bear, and the girl's watching.
Fuck the Bear.
See,
fucks them both up. How about that? That
so then great. We would start there. And then whoever the guest was will be like, oh
you guys want to play that?
Have you ever seen this?
Okay, so it's like a one-up. It's like
Alex Luchin. Alex Luchin introduced us to two things. Crocodile, which is that drug in Russia that fucking people are losing arms over it. And you see graphic fucking arm thing. But the worst thing was, I think it's Fuck the Jar.
Shake the Jar.
Shake. What's it? Cinema Crush with you, so every week, everybody.
And drop the mic.
So it was this guy that he would fucking...
I seen that.
Put a jar in his ass?
In his asshole and broke it.
And exploded. But it was by accident, I think. Because he started, he's like,
uh-oh.
He's like, oh no. This he's like pulling shards out of his butthole.
This is not good. And you see the blood just
it was so much.
So then it goes into deep. And we just call it a YouTube hole because we're just watching a computer.
Those videos can't be still up. But it's just clips.
Then we watch Mr. Hands. Anybody see Mr. Hands?
No. Writing all these down. By the way.
Mr. Hands.
I'm gonna look up "Fuck the Bear" tonight and be like, "Oops!"
If you find something, tag me on it.
Right.
Tag me on it. He says,
"Mr. Hands." Mr. Hands was this horse ranch in Washington that homosexuals will go out there.
Yeah, I already know like this.
And they would put horse pheromone in their back and have the horse. Like,
oh Jesus,
like have sex with a fucking horse. This guy went a little bit too overzealous with the fucking pheromones, and Mr. Hands like jacked him in all the way. Like put all like fucking I don't know how many lungs? 3 feet of fucking of horse cock in there and just ruptured his inside and killed him. Mm-hmm. So and then, you know, it just escalated.
Whatever. You know what? Like good for him, because that was just a waste of space. What a dumb human.
You imagine going to the
dumbass.
How that 911. They never released that 911 call, because that would have been. 911, what's your emergency? My friend is hurt. What happened? We had a wrench. We had a horse wrench. What happened in a wrench? A horse?
Where is your friend right now?
He's on the ground.
Is he breathing?
He's hurt real bad.
Did the horse bite him?
No.
Did the horse trample him?
No. It's a whole different thing.
What's happening?
It fucked him.
Excuse me. You broke up. What was that?
The horse. They were having sex.
Wait, your friend was having sex with the horse?
Can we get an emergency? We need an ambulance.
I just need all the information so I can send it down.
Okay. Yes, he went to have sex with the horse, and the horse was a little bit too overzealous and just. It did. Please send an ambulance right away, please.
So the horse was fucking your.
Yes,
friend.
Yes, my friend got fucked by a horse.
Okay, we're sending an ambulance.
Thank you.
Then you hear the trot of the horse walk away.
No, the best thing.
Smoking a cigarette.
They didn't even send a real ambulance. They sent like a carriage.
It's
like
a vet.
A veterinarian.
Yeah. Oh, it's in a carriage.
It's in a carriage with the horse. It's just like.
Oh, my.
Like Amish hospital kind of thing.
Wow, man. What an idiot.
Oh, man.
You know what? People like that are just clearing up space.
We're at 48. All right, we got to start putting the wheels down soon, boys.
Okay.
This was pretty
Picking
fun.
Them up, you mean?
Put them down. The wheel's down.
Oh, wheel's down.
Wheel's down. We're going to land this
bitch. I
didn't
even know we got into the actual whatever you wanted to talk about today.
You see how magical this place is?
Did you actually have a topic?
We started with Comic-Con and we rolled with that.
I didn't know you had anything.
We rolled with the punches or sweeping the leg.
This is, yes. Or
sabotage sweeping the leg over here.
Yeah.
But it's like this is exactly what happens when there's a substitute teacher here. Nothing really gets done.
Oh, okay, cool.
Spitballs and
like my life.
Yeah. Were you a good student in school?
I was horrible.
Were you?
Yeah, man. I was a shit. I'm surprised I graduated high school. I was bad.
Did you do college or no?
No, I'm a college dropout.
College dropout?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I realized it's not for me. And I was like, you know what? I like punching and kicking. Let's make a career out of that.
I'm a college dropout because I did punch.
And you got expelled?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got into a fight.
I went to Valencia, man.
In college?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got into it. I was in Valencia. I was like maybe like a couple credits away
for
from
what?
Getting my AA.
Over what?
Okay. So I was dating this chick, and
oh, it's over a woman. Of course, over it a is. Chick, and that bitch is probably like a doctor now, and has like yep. all this
no,
money.
No, she's not. She's not.
No, she's not. I know. I tracked that bitch down.
I have an ex that's a lawyer, and I watched like, man, I fuck. There's no way I would have been able to keep that one.
Lawyers are the worst.
Those fucking lawyers.
Fuck them. So, anyways, keep going.
You know, she went out with this other guy, and then she wanted to get back with me. And then the other guy, you know, I was still heartbroken, and badass Pedro was just looking for a fight. I told everybody the day that the fight was going to happen, because I look at the schedule and yeah. and the intramural basketball team, my team was going to play his team, and I'm like,
you're like, it's going down.
This is the day. I'm just going to.
It's going to be like a hockey. Game.
Oh no! I was gonna straight up sucker punch him right there.
Because sucker punch him.
Yeah, dude. I learned from the Ricky Reyes School of Fighting. Hit once. Hit first and last, both at the same time.
It's a good philosophy.
So then I get to the gym. I told everybody, and none of my friends showed up. He showed up with two of his friends. And we started yapping, and I was like, I guess we're going to fight. And two of his friends got behind me, and I'm like, I guess I'm going to get my ass whooped. I put my hands up, and then the second they didn't grab my arms, I'm like, I guess it's going to be a fair fight. And the guy is like 6'6". I was like 6'2 at the time, 6'3". And he did this... But not like the network.
From the network? No. I was going to say.
It's pre-network.
He plugged the network.
He plugged the network.
He plugged it back then.
But he did it in a way like I got this. It's in the bag. And that just enraged me. And I broke his orbital bone. One of the intramural coaches or whatever, the gym coaches from Valencia jumped in. And I remember I just like. Swung him to his side.
You John Cena him?
Yeah. I did a fireman carry on his ass. The last thing I remember was while I was getting pulled away, they pulled me, because I was on top of the guy, just
ground and pound.
They pulled me away, and the guy was able to get a kick in, like right in my face, but didn't break my nose or anything like that. But I don't know if you've been kicked in the face.
Yeah. Yes.
It. You have that feeling the whole time. So then you're talking to people and you're still squeaking.
Yeah. Like a pug face.
Yeah. You're still doing it. And they're looking at you like, did you do coke? I'm all right. And so I got kicked out of Valencia. They were going to give me a break, but I was young and hot-headed. It's like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Do what you want to do. And I just never looked back. And then I just started working, and I've been working ever since. And every job that I've had, even when I worked at Fox, when I worked at MTV, you know, when a college people are going to TCU, Rice University, Rutgers, St. John's University, and they get to me, they're school. It's like, Valencia. Yeah.
That's what I...
2 years.
a year and three quarters.
Yeah.
Not even 2 years. So... Come on, you didn't go to college? No,
I did. I just went to Valencia.
You're Valencia?
And then I just realized it's not for me.
Jose, you went to college?
I got my AA from Daytona
Fucking
Beach.
Nerd.
And then I started UCF, and I was like, this ain't for me.
What did you want to study?
Psychology.
Really?
Yeah. And then I took three classes, and my fourth class, why I left college, fourth class, there was a light above me, and all I could focus on was the little bzz, that it was doing the whole time. That bad ADD. And I walked up to the professor, and I'm like, I'm going to have to drop your class. He goes, was something I did? I'm like, no, there's something in that light that doesn't let me concentrate. And I showed him my notes for that entire day. It was a 3-hour class. My notes that entire day was tally marks. How many times the light had gone bzz.
So you're crazy.
They red flagged them.
they were like, get this bitch out of here.
They red flagged them. The next day, there's a picture all over the campus. Be aware.
They use his ass as an example. I mean, fucking psychology. He's like, study this guy.
And I was running the Y at that time, so I was like, I don't need it.
What did you want to study, Kermit?
When I was in college?
Yeah.
Dude, I was lost.
You had no idea?
No, I had no idea.
You're just walking around looking at classes?
Yeah. I was in classes, but it's just like it's like I was taking high school all over again. Like, oh, well, you're not that smart, so take English.
13th grade.
Oh, man.
That's what I call Valencia, 13th grade.
I was so, like, crushed. I was like, wait, I can't just pick a field and go. No, you can do all this.
Those first 2 years, I think, are worthless.
They are.
That you do in college.
Yeah. They're money suckers.
Yeah.
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 Crespo, you went to college?
Yeah, man. I went to UCF.
UCF? What was your major? Did you graduate?
Legal studies. I graduated.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, I got a legal studies degree.
You're a lawyer? You could be a lawyer?
No, I would have to take the LSAT to get into law school, and then I would have to graduate law school so I could take a bar exam.
Tell me your parents are lawyers. Please tell me your parents.
No. My mom was a high school Spanish teacher, now retired, and my dad worked in IT management for AT&T.
How the hell did you decide to do legal stuff?
Because I liked John Grisham when I was a kid, and and when I was 18, I didn't know what to do, and I had to pick a major. And I was like, you know what? There's no math in law.
I loved the firm so much. The firm was fucking dope, and I said, I'm going to study this shit.
More of a Pelican Brief fan, actually.
Pelican Brief, really?
Yeah,
the one that did the Hunt for Red October, too, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Your IQ's got to be high.
I couldn't pass that LSAT, though, so I don't know. Maybe not.
Because you didn't care, or you were in?
It was a combination of
Hunt for Red October. Who did that?
That was, what's his name? Tom Clancy.
Clancy.
Okay. If I was a Clancy fan, then I'd be like on a submarine right now.
Yeah, you would have been a Navy.
I'd be a Yeoman.
You'd be a Navy.
Peeling potatoes because I'm an insubordinate.
Were you always, and please entertain me on this. Now I get to interview Chris Crespo on this. Were you always into movies and stuff like that?
Or? Yeah, always. Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I was more into music, I think. And then in college,
Did you have a band?
Yeah, a few bands.
You had a band?
I play guitar, I play bass, I play drums. I sang in a band in college.
What was the band name?
Don't
pretend like you don't know name, Crespo.
When he said a few, that's why he said.
Oh, you had a few?
A few bands, yeah. So one was called Inept.
Inept.
One was called Synthetic Children.
Okay.
I
love this.
What was the one? Oh, the one I was in college, I joined the band, so it wasn't my band name.
Okay.
And I hated it. Elopius.
The fuck? Exactly. It's so weird.
That sounds terrible. Like Fallopian, too.
It sounds terrible. It's Latin for shark, I think.
Elopius?
And the person who named it, it was so funny, too. So I'm at a band practice, and it's one of the guys goes out for a cigarette. I go out there with him. He's one of the guitarists.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him. I'm like, so what's up with the band name? You know, like, I'm not too big on it, blah, blah. Like, what does it mean? He told me all means shark in Latin. I was like, I don't know about this name. He's like, oh, I picked it. I was like,
oh, that's great. Like, all
right. I'm going to go back inside nice and work on these lyrics.
I'm going to pack my stuff now.
Nice working with you.
Yeah, no, man. That one did not last much longer after that.
Oh, man. So then you started, how long ago did you start the podcast? Was it always podcasts, or did you start like a blog first? And then you
I started writing in 2009, and then I got on SBK Live. I started writing online in 2009 for Examiner.com. Then I went on to SBK Live in 2011. Then I started the podcast in 2013.
That's dope, dude.
That's a trajectory. So his college and legal studies honestly, really didn't get me.
The most fun I've ever had in a podcast was on his movie podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's every 5 minutes, it's something new.
Switching it up.
Like he's just boom, 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 boom. And next thing you know, you're battling Drew doing questions. And then, Q&A. Dude, and trivia, it's great. And then they tune you into, and I'm plugging his fucking show.
That's awesome.
As the, it's the is the flagship, or is it Tidbits the flagship?
Tidbits is actually the flagship. Tidbits
is the flagship.
There you go. Yeah, check out all the PFT radio shows.
Check them all. Yeah.
Check out
PFTmedia.com. Have you seen the website yet?
No, I have not.
PFTmedia.com, that's the website.
Oh, chip.
Devils in the Details for people, also available on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, however people listen to podcasts, they can find the show.
They can, it's honestly, I've never listened to any of my podcasts, and I got Brianna to listen to that one, listen to Simon Time quiz show, listen to Cinema Crespediso and stuff like that, so... I'm looking forward to everybody joining in the network and getting this started and have more fun shows and adding more furniture to this studio.
Are we wrapping this up here?
Yeah, what's eventually, up? Right? Where are we at?
We're at an hour.
We're at an hour show?
Just about an hour.
Yeah. Shout out to... I heard you had Angel Rivera.
237, episode 237.
Yeah, look at that. Angel Rivera. Yeah. And he did that show. He's done a...
He was on What's the Fuss?
Yeah.
Which is another network show.
Yeah.
He did a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, he did that one. Yeah, he also did Scotch and Good Conversation.
Yeah, he did a while ago, a few months ago, did Scotch and Good Conversation, which is also a network show. Yeah, he's been all around the network already, man.
No, it's amazing. Awesome. It's amazing. You know what's amazing about this? Angel Rivera never came to one of my fucking podcasts that I've ever had. Here's another fun fact about Angel Rivera. Best man in my wedding. I've known that motherfucker for 20 plus fucking years. Not once has that, of all the invites, come to my fucking podcast, that son of a bitch.
That's because when you were doing Chupa podcast, Ivan was there, right?
Yes.
So there's, it's like 24 feet of Puerto Rican could not be in that small space it at one time. No. That's two, the gigantic, three gigantic Puerto Ricans can't be in a room like that.
I helped it. Here's another fun fact about fucking Angel Rivera.
About fucking him?
Not fucking him.
Shaking him.
When we were young and we would go out and drink and stuff like that, we would get hammered and sleep over at my mom's house and stuff like that. He threw up on my nephew's toys. I don't know if anybody knows that little fun fact. I'm unleashing everything, motherfucker. It's out. You want another? And that, this is going to be my bit all the time now. Every time I do a show, I'm going to end it with fun facts of Angel Rivera.
Yes.
Another, this is the last fun fact of Angel Rivera. I helped him steal his car twice.
What do you mean steal his car?
Twice.
What do you mean steal his car?
His car, though? Yeah.
His car.
It got towed or something?
No. A dude actually took his car.
Okay.
But he didn't want to call. I think he didn't want to call the cops because I guess he owed money.
Oh, it was one of those situations.
So it was a repo man that stole his car.
No, it was his roommate's friend
who had loaned him money for the car or something.
I don't know how this. I don't know. Sketchy. Eventually, when Angel Rivera comes to the fucking show, we'll get to the bottom of the story. But I remember one day it was maybe 8 months later. He goes, "Yo, I just saw my car. Meet me here." And it's like, "Aye," and I pick him up.
So 8 months after his car was stolen?
We find it. The guy apparently went to a doctor's office. Angel still had the car key, goes in, opens the car key, and just takes off with his car. Second time was he took it to this mechanic. This mechanic, charged him a shitload of money. And Angel was trying to work a deal, and the guy goes, "You got 30 days, so that car is mine." And Angel loved this car. So Hurricane Charlie had passed by. Ooh. It shut everything out. So me and him with walkie-talkies and a fucking bolt cutter break into the fucking establishment and take his car back.
What the hell?
So
I don't know. You know the statute of limitations hasn't gone on that.
No, it has.
Oh, has it? Okay, it good.
Yes. Fucking gone in 60 seconds
years.
Over here.
7 years. 7 years. 7 years? Is that bankruptcy? Fuck.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, no.
No, you're good.
Angel, we're going to jail. All because he didn't want to do my podcast.
And you threw up on your...
Tall fuck. And you threw up on my nephew's toys.
Who cleaned that
more,
shit up?
More Angel fun facts on the next episode of Devils in the Details. This has been a lot of fun, man. Big shout out to Broho in Colts Neck for listening to the show. Shout out to Graham Malone in London, across the pond. I don't know if you're in London or somewhere in Great Britain out there, but good friends of ours used to have a show with us, Stretching English, giving us some love. Everybody that's giving us support on this show, thank you so much. We're going to try and keep doing it better and better and improve the network and just pick each other up. Let's support the network, the PFT network that stands for quality. Network. Kermit, you want to say your goodbyes?
Thank you for having me, for sure, though. It was awesome. I had a good time, man. And that's it. I ain't got to plug anything.
You sure?
I mean, what? You can find me on Facebook.
Yay! Plug your stupid Snapchat.
You want to see kids get crying and tortured?
Plug your Snapchat, Kermit.
Let's do the Snap. Okay, Snapchat is Kermit
Gonzalez.
No, I don't even know my Snapchat. Just find I know him. Kermit L. Gonzalez is pretty much all my social media. All
right, go find him.
Yeah, that's pretty
find
easy.
Find him on Twitter. Jose
L. Gonzalez.
Thanks for having me also, man. And you come check out a Sack show whenever you're in town, Sack Comedy Lab. You can check it out at sack.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jose A-Rod.
Oh, okay, you're taking that A-Rod back, huh?
Yeah.
Take it back. You can follow me on Rican Gorilla on all platforms. Dan Perella is Dan P. Comedy on Twitter. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank Beyonce, you. Your move, bitch.
Thank you for being so special tonight and putting up with the rain and putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.